13 minutes after the hour now. Yes, indeed. At the end of the week, after 7 days of aerial bombing, the big question was whether or not there would be a ceasefire in the Middle East. Instead, things have gone just in the opposite direction. Israel moving ground forces into the Gaza Strip, cutting the Gaza Strip in half. It's reported this morning in the Washington Post that 507 Palestinians have been killed in the fighting in the last 9 days. Four Israelis have been killed, three Israeli civilians and one Israeli soldier. So does this mean there's no hope for a ceasefire now in the Middle East? We turn to an organization I've always been very, very fond of, admired their work, and both in Israel and here in Israel. It's called Peace Now in the United States, Americans for Peace Now. Deborah DeLee, former chair of the Democratic National Committee, is the executive director of Americans for Peace Now, and we're joined here on our Bill Press line by the communications director, Mr. Ari Neer. Hey, Ari, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Let me just ask you, first of all, do you believe, and you're speaking for Americans for Peace Now, that to this date the response of Israel to what certainly was an unprovoked constant firing of rockets into Israel, do you think that the response of Israel has been appropriate, proportionate?
The response has been just, and the response has been Israel had every right to do it. Whether it's been proportionate, whether it's been smart, is a different question. We have been calling for a long time now for the Bush administration to take the leadership in this attempt to find some kind of an arrangement for Gaza, not just a ceasefire, but an actual arrangement that would take care of other aspects of stabilizing Gaza and sustaining the situation there until Gaza is ripe for a political solution. And that has not been done. We believe that this war could have been prevented. We may have reached a point where there was no other choice, but we believe that it could have been prevented. When I served in the Israeli army, in the IDF, early 80s, I was taught that the most successful wars are the ones that are prevented, the prevented wars. And this could have been prevented had there been more of an international attempt, given the fact that Israel cannot negotiate directly with Hamas, an international attempt led by the United States to try to stabilize the situation there.
Well, I appreciate the fact. I mean, look, I think it's clear that the Bush administration has neglected the Middle East for 8 years, and then, you know, suddenly this year they announced that they were going to have peace by the end of the year, and then they didn't do anything about it. So it could have been prevented, but that begs the question about, in response to the rockets being fired from Gaza, the response from Israel has been basically all-out war against Gaza. Do you think that response, while they have a right to defend themselves, do you think that response was proportionate to the danger?
The response was not proportionate. The response was disproportionate and intentionally so, from what I understand, from statements that we've been hearing from Israeli military and political leaders. The idea was to go out in a shock and awe style operation in order to deter Hamas in Gaza. We are concerned, very much concerned, that we may reach soon, if this is not stopped, for a ceasefire and for an attempt to again stabilize and sustain the situation politically and diplomatically, we're afraid that we will reach a tipping point, where there will be diminishing returns. In other words, where the shock and awe will spill over beyond Hamas's military leadership in Gaza and will impact negatively on the Palestinian political arena in general and on the Arab world, where there's a growing gap between leaderships that may be more moderate and the street, which is very, very much up in arms about this.
In other words, you're saying that what is intended to discredit Hamas could backfire.
Absolutely.
How much of this, Ari Neer is our guest. He's the communications director for Americans for Peace Now. The website is peacenow.org. That's correct, Ari, right?
Yes, it is.
How much of what's going on today is related to internal politics in Israel and the upcoming elections?
There is a theory out there that the timing of this operation was linked to the coming elections on February 10th. I don't think that that's the case. I don't think that Israeli politicians are as cynical as to launch a military operation at a certain time in order to gain politically or electorally from that. There are other calculations here. The main calculation, the main reason why military action was taken now was that a ceasefire, a very fragile ceasefire that was reached in June of 08, has run its course.
Well, so you've got the defense minister. Let's just put it this way. The defense minister, Ehud Barak, is running for prime minister, right? So
right.
is the foreign minister, Tzipi Livni, and so is Bibi Netanyahu, right?
That's correct.
Now, given the fact that they're all running on February 10, what are the chances that any one of them is going to stand up and say we ought to have a ceasefire?
Probably
zero, wouldn't you say?
Well, there are zero as long as the operation is rolling and as long as there is solid Israeli public support for it, which there is now. However, Israelis are very flexible in terms of their understanding of strategic issues, and they do recognize and do realize when a point, that tipping point that I talked about
mm-hmm.
earlier,
mm-hmm.
Is there when they arrive at this point. And I think that if they feel that they're getting close to it, and I do feel that they are, they will the support will start shifting. And politicians will be actively seeking a ceasefire.
Now, what is the position of Peace Now, Americans for Peace Now? What do you think should happen in the Middle East? What is your recommendation?
Well, we support a negotiated settlement between Israel and the Arab world in general, and particularly between Israel and the Palestinians. We have seen developments towards that goal. We have seen a very promising Arab League peace initiative that offers peace and normalization for Israel with 22 Arab members of the Arab League.
But I'm talking particularly about this situation in Gaza Strip today. What do you recommend?
Well, what we recommend is the following. We recommend an immediate ceasefire, immediate cessation of hostilities that will create the opportunity for Israel and Hamas through a mediation of a third party, perhaps Egypt, perhaps others, to achieve a sustainable situation in Gaza. A sustainable situation that includes a humanitarian aspect, that includes a political aspect meaning a beginning of a dialogue between Hamas and Fatah, which is in the government in the West Bank, in order to create a political horizon for the people of Gaza to be a part of the peace process.
Do you think anything will happen before Barack Obama is sworn in?
I think that what may very well happen, what I very much hope will happen, and I think what may very well happen is a ceasefire, is an actual cessation of hostilities. A political move in order to stabilize the situation in Gaza is less likely before January 20th.
That's going to be the first priority, one of the first priorities, certainly of the new Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and the new President, Barack Obama. Ori Ner, it's a tragic situation. We can only hope that your wish comes true and that there is an immediate cessation of hostilities. Thanks for taking the time today for us.
Thank you very much.
All right, and say hello to Debbie DeLee for me.
I will, thanks.
All right, great. Americans for Peace Now, again, the website is peacenow.org. It's a great organization.